Darkness is not an affirmative force. It simply reoccupies the space vacated by the light.
This is the Hamilton Corner on American Family Radio.
It should be uncomfortable for a believer to live as a hypocrite.
Delivering people out of the bondage of mainstream media
and the philosophies of this world.
God has called you and me to be his ambassadors, even in this dark moment. Let's not miss our moment.
And now, the Hamilton Corner.
And hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes. Great to be with you today on American Family Radio. Abe Hamilton is out this week, and I am honored to be filling in, doing now 4 hours of daily radio from coast to coast, border to porous border. And it really is an honor to be hanging out with you today on the radio. And we have a lot to get to today, folks. By the way, we have some very special guests coming up. Our good friends Diamond and Silk are going to be here. And also Mercedes Schlapp from the White House is going to drop by. Plus your telephone calls. And here is the number. Go ahead and write this down if you'd like to weigh in on some of the big issues we're talking about today. 888-589-8840. It is a toll-free number. 888-589-8840. Now, one of the stories we're going to get to a little bit later on, this is a mind-blowing story. It is a culture war story and one that we have posted on toddstarnes.com, which is the landing page for all things that we do. There is a piece of legislation coming out of the state of California. Assemblyman Evan Lowe, who is an openly gay assembly member in the state house, has introduced legislation that would make it illegal for department stores to have sections for little boys and little girls. In other words, there would not be a girls section or a boys section. Everything would be all together. And the assemblyman says the reason that they are doing that, they're making a genderless department store, is to make transgender children feel more comfortable. The assemblyman says on his website, no child should feel stigmatized for wearing a dinosaur shirt or playing with a Barbie doll. And so now if this thing is passed into law, it's going to be a very bad day for department stores, $1,000 per violation fine if this thing is signed into law. Again, this is something I wrote about in my last book, Culture Jihad. There is a war on gender in America. The sex and gender revolutionaries are trying to deconstruct gender in America. And this, ladies and gentlemen, is just another example of what that looks like in very practical terms. Now, we have another big story that's just now breaking and developing, and I want to get to this, and we have the story and the video up on our website, toddstarnes.com. There is a major pro-life case that's being heard before the Supreme Court today, and this is the very first major pro-life case since Justices Gorsuch and Kavanaugh have joined the court. So this is a very big deal. And Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer was standing in front of the Supreme Court earlier today at a rally held by the Center for Reproductive Rights, and he threatened Justices Gorsuch and Kavanaugh. Threatened them, called them out by name. Do we have cut 10? Let's play cut 10, please.
I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind and you will pay the price. You won't know what hit you if you go forward with these awful decisions.
Now, I don't know where you come from, but back where I come from, which is South Haven, Mississippi, just right outside of Memphis, Tennessee, that, ladies and gentlemen, is a threat. And that's exactly what the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court thought it was. And in an unprecedented move, about 15 minutes ago, I can tell you right now that the Chief Justice is not very happy. The Chief Justice calling out Senator Schumer and says they will not be intimidated by the threats. I want to read to you from the Chief Justice's letter that he posted just a few moments ago. He says justices know that criticism comes with the territory, but threatening statements of this sort from the highest levels of government are not only inappropriate, they are dangerous. He goes on to say that all members of the court will continue to do their job without fear or favor from whatever quarter. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to throw this out there. Could you imagine the mainstream media outrage and uproar if Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell went out there and threatened Ruth Bader Ginsburg, notorious RPG, or Sonia Sotomayor? Could you imagine the outrage coming from the mainstream media? And yet, instead of condemning Senator Schumer's remarks, the mainstream media is actually defending Senator Schumer. This, again, ladies and gentlemen, gives us a very clear example of mainstream media bias. This is what we call propaganda in the mainstream media. 888-589-8840 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 888-589-8840. So look, there's a lot going on in the world of politics. Yesterday, Super Tuesday, and here is the story that's not getting much coverage. You know, a lot of the Republicans have been going out and voting, many of the states holding Republican primaries. But as is normally the case, if you've got a sitting Republican president, normally folks don't go out and, you know, they don't take the time to get off work early or take their lunch break to go out and vote in a primary because, you know, it's sort of a given that Donald J. Trump is going to be renominated. It's sort of a given, baked in the cake. But what's really surprising about all of this is that people are going out to vote in these primaries. And yesterday, they turned out in record numbers. Now, the folks who've been keeping tabs on all of this tell us that more people went out and voted for an incumbent president than any other president in history, including Ronald Reagan and Barack Obama. So what does that tell us about what's going on with Donald Trump and his support among the gun-toting, Bible-clinging deplorables of America? Well, it tells me that this president's message is resonating with people. It tells me that this president is doing what he campaigned on. He's delivering on his campaign promises. And many people across this country are beginning to wake up, and they're beginning to understand that this president is different from everybody else. This president is not like regular politicians who go out there and they promise all these things, but when they finally get elected, they turn their backs on the people who sent them to Washington in the first place. This president is doing something very different. And we're seeing that in these primary votes, because these are primaries where Republicans don't have to do anything. They don't have to go out and vote, but they want to. It's as if they're sending a message to the mainstream media, and they're sending a message to everyone else that we're not going to be bullied, we're not going to be silenced, we're not going to be intimidated, we're going to get out there, and we are going to engage in our rights as American citizens. And to the many people of the Christian faith listening to this program right now, we have a Christian responsibility to engage in the political process. In my book, Culture Jihad, I reference an amazing sermon delivered by Adrian Rogers back in the 1990s, where he said, we have an obligation to be good citizens of America and engage the political process. That's what's really going on here. I want to go to the phones. Let's go to Louisiana. Jeanette is on the line. Hi, Jeanette. What's on your mind today?
Just listening in, it's hard to get in. But the Senator Schumer made the threat on Brett Kavanaugh and the other senator. My God, that's horrible. You know, if people wake up like you're saying, the little G-O-D is setting up his kingdom here on earth, right there in the White House. If it was not for President Trump, we would be, and Christ would return, we'd be in a world of trouble because this nation is spilling innocent blood. And it's got to be money involved in this, the reason why they want this to keep going. Women, wake up. You're being used to harvest babies to be murdered for a profit.
Jeanette, you're absolutely right. And that's what this president is doing. He's standing up for the unborn. And I'll tell you somebody else who's standing up for the unborn. My good friends, Diamond and Silk, on the Newsmaker line right now. Ladies, it's great to have you back on the phone, and it was great to see you in person last week at CPAC.
Oh, thank you for having us.
You know, we were talking earlier in the show, ladies, about this this threat, Chuck Schumer, going after the Supreme Court justices on this pro-life case. And I mentioned to the audience, you two have been at the forefront of this movement to stand up for the unborn, especially in the African-American communities.
Absolutely. You know, that was put in to really just wipe out black babies. Mm-hmm. You know, I tell black people this all the time. If you only knew your power, and how you know you're powerful is when they want to wipe you out from the womb.
Mm-hmm.
Wipe you out from the womb, and you have these liberals. You have this liberalism, this ideology that it's okay.
That's
for you
right.
to choose to take a life.
That's right.
And it's so sad, but that's what's going on in our in the community.
And even with talking about this subject, if you are voting for a Democrat and you are a Christian, then you are a hypocrite, because the Bible says thou should not kill, and Democrats believe in killing babies. So why would you vote for the same party that believe in going against your belief as a Christian?
Absolutely. I'm glad you said that, Silk, because really, you know, most black people are conservative.
Mm-hmm.
They have a conservative mindset, but they've allowed this liberal ideology to creep in
mm-hmm.
and really to decimate and to really just take them out.
Destroy, yes.
And destroy their very existence.
That's right.
And what you have to do is you have to look at these liberals, what they're doing to communities. You know, I also hear them say white supremacy,
mm-hmm.
but it could also be black supremacy, too, because
mm-hmm.
they're going along with the foolishness.
That's
when
right.
we look at some of these communities that's been literally destroyed
mm-hmm.
by the liberal ideology.
Mm-hmm.
That looked like some supremacy, too.
That's right.
When they brand them in the ground, when you have the haves and the have-nots, not when you
mm-hmm.
have the elites against the rest of the society. Mm-hmm. So people need to really pay attention to what's going on.
And not just the ideology. Look at the different legislations that the Democrats are pushing to blatantly destroy, especially the black community.
Absolutely.
Just look at it.
And like I said, especially to our black men, if you only knew your power,
mm-hmm.
you wouldn't allow liberalism and their ideology to destroy your very existence.
That's right.
When you go into the black communities, on every other corner is a liquor store. Every other block, Planned Parenthood, for you to kill your baby.
Mm-hmm.
Bring in the drug epidemic.
Mm-hmm.
You sell a little drug, now you're going to jail.
Mm-hmm.
Put things in place to remove the man out of the home.
Mm-hmm.
Remove the husbands out of the home. And now black women are here destitute with the children, and they feel like they don't no longer need the black fathers in the home. This is all liberalism. This is their ideology used to destroy communities, especially the black community.
Right.
And it's time for Americans to wake up. I am so happy that we have a president that, if it wasn't for him explaining, letting
mm-hmm.
us know, and speaking it in plain English, we would still be asleep in a stupor, acting as if everything is okay.
That's right.
We know there is something clearly not right about this. So thank God for President Trump that has enlightened us and has opened our eyes to the issues, to the facts, and how we can solve them.
Well said. And ladies, we've got about 30 seconds here, but y'all, it was so much fun to hang out with y'all. And the response when people get to see you and meet you, I mean, you're just the real deal.
Oh, thank you so much. We are the real deal. Listen, we're not robotic talking heads. We're truth tellers, and we're going to continue to tell the truth.
And we're going to talk about it in our book at diamondandsilkbook.com. Go ahead and pre-order your copy. It's due out August the 18th, 2020.
And we're going to put a link to that on the site. Diamond and Silk, ladies, we'll talk to you on the radio soon, folks. We've got to take a break. 888-589-8840. That's 888-589-8840. I'm Todd Starnes. This is American Family Radio. We'll be right back.
Until abortion ends, women must be protected. I am Matt Staver with Freedom's Call. Today, the U.S. Supreme Court will review the Louisiana Unsafe Abortion Protection Act. It's a state law that requires abortionists to have admission privileges at a state-authorized hospital within 30 miles of the facility. Several abortion centers and doctors have challenged the law. Liberty Counsel filed an amicus brief at the High Court on behalf of Operation Rescue and the National Hispanic Christian Leadership Conference. Operation Rescue recovered cases of grossly unsafe practices at abortion facilities throughout Louisiana. Two women died as a result of botched abortions, and many more rushed to the hospital. Had this law been in effect at the time, these women may still be alive. To have admission privileges, the doctor must be an approved practitioner at the hospital, which requires a higher level of background checks. Please pray and stay informed at Liberty Counsel's website regarding this important case. Learn more at lc.org.
Thoughts of the child you were carrying keep pouring over in your mind, and the loss is overwhelming. A deep, unrelenting sadness overshadows your days, and you wonder if you will ever feel whole again. But there is hope and healing from an abortion. Call the International Helpline, 866-482-LIFE, and talk with someone who has been where you are. 866-482-LIFE.
Thanks for listening to AFR. I'm Tim White.
Whoa, no way that just happened.
Yeah, this radio is old, man.
Wait, you have Roku, don't you?
Yeah, but how's that gonna help us?
Dude, AFR's on Roku now.
Oh, seriously?
Yes, where's your remote? All right, here we go.
We're in the same,
You are a genius.
Oh, yeah.
American Family Radio, available on Apple and Android products, Amazon Alexa, and now available on Roku.
Shining light into the darkness. This is the Hamilton Corner on American Family Radio.
All right, I'm Todd Starnes in for Abe Hamilton. ToddStarnes.com is my website, and I host a daily 3-hour talk radio program, noon to 3. We talk politics, culture, faith. As a matter of fact, Diamond and Silk are very close friends of mine, and they're normally on the show about once a week, and we have a lot of fun, and it's always fun to be able to hang out with them and talk about issues regarding life. Before we get to the phones, we have a crazy culture war story I want to share with you up on the website. This coming out of here is the story. This is from Kentucky, where a group of atheist agnostics and free thinkers bullied a school district in Letcher County into scrubbing a Bible verse from the locker room. So inside the locker room of this high school, they had a verse from the Old Testament, Jeremiah chapter 20, verse 11. It's a terrific Bible verse, but the Lord is with me like a mighty warrior. And that's what they had emblazoned on the wall of, it looks like, the football team's locker room. Well, somebody found out about this and fired off a complaint to the Freedom From Religion Foundation. This is an out-of-town group of atheists, and these people get triggered at the name of Jesus. And so they threatened the school district. Now, instead of standing their ground, the school district actually capitulated. It seems there were some other issues. There was a bulletin board that mentioned the name of Christ. There was a prayer that someone posted on the grade school's Facebook page. And so the Freedom From Religion Foundation said, you have to take these down. And if you don't take these down, well, there's going to be a big problem. So, of course, what did the school district do? Well, instead of calling our friends at First Liberty Institute or Alliance Defending Freedom, the school district capitulated. And they fired off a letter to the Freedom From Religion Foundation saying that they had removed the Facebook prayer, they had taken down the Jesus bulletin board, and they literally, ladies and gentlemen, they literally painted over the Bible verse. So I just want to remind you that if these atheist thugs come a-calling, when the godless heathen atheists try to stir a stink, you just remember this, the Lord is with you like a mighty warrior. All right, let's get to the phone lines. I know a lot of folks wanting to weigh in today. Let's go to line 5. Cardell is listening to us in the great state of Texas. Cardell, what's on your mind today?
Hey, how you doing? I just want to say I appreciate y'all, the radio station. I listen to y'all all the time, and me and my wife have been married. We've been together 30 years, married for 28, and we got 5 kids together. So I spread things that y'all tell me on the radio station that I'm able to listen to at work all the time. I spread it to my kids, and it makes for a real good family. But I don't have time to talk about that all day, even though I could. But I love Diamond and Silk. I can't wait to catch them when they come back to Texas. But I was just telling the gentleman when I called that I voted for Barack the very first term. But I'll never forget, I was sitting in my living room, and I think it was like the second year in, and he said his daughter told him that she felt that a man should be able to marry another man and a woman should be able to marry another woman, and as long as they love each other, and he feels the same way. I'll never forget that moment. I couldn't believe what I had just heard. So to make a long story short, if you're not going to follow the Lord, I'm not going to follow you. That's just cut and dry. I mean, I can't follow you if you're not, and if you're listening. I think his daughter might have been 13 or 12. I think she was mm-hmm. even sitting on his lap when he made the speech. He said it on television. So if you're not following, now, a lot of people don't care for Trump. I'm a man of color. Some people say this race, that race. I feel like it's one race, the human race. So, but if you're not going to follow the Lord, I can't follow you. And there's a lot of friends of mine that just don't care for Trump just because they don't care for Trump, just because they don't care for the way he looked or the way he talked or he don't have this little college student making up all his little speeches and this and that. Sometimes he just say what's on his mind, and I like it. I like it.
You know, I do too, Cardell.
I like
it. I got to tell you something.
He holds his head up, you know.
Cardell, let me tell you something. This is why I like Donald Trump. Remember, if you remember, back when he first started campaigning, he went down to Mobile, Alabama. And a lot of these politicians, when they come down to the Deep South, where I'm from, they pander to the Southerners. So they'll pretend to like eating fried chicken or, you know, grits or whatever. And talk with, you know, they'll start dropping their G's and all that kind of whatnot. Donald Trump didn't do that. He was the same guy in Queens, New York, as he was down in Mobile, Alabama. And for me, that just says a lot about who that guy is.
Right. Right. He's not trying to change himself. There's a lot of things that he's doing that I'll be trying to tell people, you know, he's doing it for America. The things that he it's not a certain color in America that he's doing it for. I was on an internet radio station about a couple of months ago. A buddy of mine, he have an internet radio station over in Houston, so they don't care for Trump. So they couldn't wait to get me on the station thinking that they were going to tear me apart. Nah, that ain't happening. So one of my main things was, that I told them, is the job being done? Is the job being done? See, I don't care if you're purple on the bottom and pink on the top. I don't care. As long as you could be Mickey Mouse. I don't care. Is the job being done? And what you do on your off time is really your business.
That's right. You know? That is exactly that. That's right. And a lot of folks, that just gets lost in the philosophy of it. But the reality is, this president, Cardell, and thank you for the telephone call, by the way, this president is going out there and he's delivering on his promises, especially to the Christian community. I want to say this, and I hope you understand. I hope you folks understand where I'm coming from. This president, unlike George W. Bush, unlike George H.W. Bush, this president, Republican president, brought our religious leaders to the table. And when you see people like Dr. Robert Jeffers and Pastor Jack Graham, when you see folks like Dr. Ronnie Floyd from the Southern Baptist Convention, Franklin Graham, Tony Perkins, when you see those leaders in the White House, that tells me this president is listening to them. And that ought to mean something to every Bible-believing Christian in America. All right, let's go to Ohio, line two. Carol, welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hello.
Hi, Carol. You're on the air.
Hi there. Yes, I want to thank you for putting me on the air. And I just wanted to say, I do listen to your station diligently. I listen to it every day, and I get so much out of it. I feel so much closer to Christ as I listen to all of the programs and everything. And one of my favorite ones is Unshackled. it's a tearjerker on those stories you hear, true life stories, but it is a wonderful program. And then to get back to what I called you about, I think these children being allowed to transgender at such a young age, I just think that's wrong.
I think it's child abuse, Carol.
I was listening to a station, and this 23-year-old lady came on the station, and she said, "I'm sorry I did that at the age of 16. And she said, "I can't turn it back." Exactly. Once that surgery is done, you can't turn that back. Once those hormones in your body, they can change your voice. They can cause different things to happen to you that you can't turn it back. And the consequences of these young kids doing this, I just can't believe they're allowed to be doing it.
Well, and Carol, we were talking about this on yesterday's program, where in the state of Illinois, a task force is recommending that every public school in the state of Illinois, the land of Lincoln, began teaching these kinds of concepts to children as young as preschool. And that is a dangerous thing. There's no way children that young are thinking about anything of that nature. And for the schools to assume that responsibility, it's nothing more than child abuse, in my estimation. Carol, thank you for the telephone call. Let's go to Oklahoma. Cody, welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hello.
Hello, Cody. How's it going? What's on your mind?
I just got to, you know, all this progress we're making with abortion is great. You know, one thing that's bothering me is you know, we got a guy running for president. I didn't vote I voted for Trump. I've been saying since I was in high school back in the 80s that guy needs to run for president. But one thing that bothers me is the way Joe Biden touches and fondles children. And, you know, when he first came on the stage to run for president, that was brought to the forefront. But since then, it was only there for a couple of weeks, maybe. But since then, nobody's ever said anything.
Yeah, he's a little handsy, that one, isn't he, Joe Biden? Jeez, a little.
Yeah, he is.
You know, it's very uncomfortable, you know, and it's very off-putting.
If that was my kid, you know, it would be a different Joe Biden, you know. It's just not appropriate.
No, it's not appropriate. My goodness, it's very uncomfortable. By the way, he did that with Mayor Pete when he was endorsing. You know, Mayor Pete was down in Texas over the weekend, and he was endorsing. And during his endorsement speech, Uncle Joe, creepy Uncle Joe, went up behind Mayor Pete and put the hands on the shoulders. We knew it was coming. Cody, thanks for the call. By the way, did you hear what happened last night? Joe Biden in Los Angeles at the big victory speech, and he brought his wife up on the stage, then he brought his sister up on the stage. Here's what happened, cut number two. Oh, my goodness.
By the way, this is my little sister, Valerie, and I'm Jill's husband. Oh, no, this is the... Oh, you switched on me. This is my wife. This is my sister. They switched on me.
It just keeps, it's the gift that keeps on giving. He didn't know if it was his wife or his sister. I'm just glad he didn't kiss somebody. That would have been very uncomfortable for all of us. And then while he's giving his speech, these dairy people, these anti-dairy people, storm the stage. And that was a pretty frightening moment. But then Biden's communications director, she runs up onto the stage and literally drags one of the protesters off. It was like a professional wrestling match right there on national television, and just body slammed the woman right off the stage. They've got to get Biden. They've got to get all these guys, Republican and Democrat. They've got to have Secret Service protection. We can't, you know, it's just people are insane these days. It's just absolutely outrageous. So that was a little taste of what happened last night. Let's go back to the phones. Janet in Texas. Hi, Janet. You are on the show. What's on your mind today?
Yes, this is Janet from Texas.
Yes, Janet, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Okay, I didn't get out enough. You said my name. I didn't hear that. Oh, I think that Schumer has really put his foot in his mouth, and he's bit off more than he can chew. You know, there's such thing as a foot and mouth disease, you know, so I think that he better be careful, because you know what? Every elected official promises to uphold and honor our Constitution, and it all starts with the Declaration of Independence, which acknowledges the inalienable rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And, you know, when any of our elected officials that pledge in their oaths to honor our Constitution, the Constitution was formed to uphold those rights. And the thing of it is, when they go against life, they have broken their pledge of oath. I'm just saying. And he really might need to think about what he's doing there, because it's going to come back on him, because he has shown dishonor to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and to those U.S. Supreme Court justices that are standing for life. Yes.
Well, they are standing for life, Janet. And I'll say this about the Supreme Court. One of the reasons why these radicals on the left are so angry, and one of the reasons why we should all be concerned about what Chuck Schumer said, is because they know what this president is going to do to the Supreme Court if he gets another 4 years in office. There will be more Supreme Court picks. And if you think about this, Donald Trump has already redefined the court for a generation. He's about to do it again. And that's why so many people on the left are livid, and they know what's coming. We've already seen some major court decisions coming out of the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court, which used to be the most liberal court in the country. But thanks to the president and his judicial nominations and court nominees, we have seen a major change there. So this is it's a great day for the courts. It is a great day for freedom-loving patriots in this country. Janet, thank you for the call. All right, we've got time for another call. Let's go back to Mississippi this time. Carrie is on the line. Hi, Carrie. Welcome to the program.
Yes, hi. Can you hear me?
You're coming in loud and clear.
Okay, great. I have a comment. I just wanted to make a statement that I listen to you all the time, every day, but I want to make a statement on my opinion. This is considering that the big liberals, the elite, big corporations, Microsoft, Delta, Amazon, I wish they would please stop being the prostitute for China, who plans to delete so many in the long run. They're just using them. A lot of the liberal and this laboratory corona is proof that China
the coronavirus. Carrie,
yeah,
Let me jump in here for a second, Carrie. You know, here's what gets me. I didn't realize until the coronavirus story popped up that almost 80% of our pharmaceuticals that we use are actually manufactured in China.
And yes.
That is a huge problem.
Yes, it is. It is. And I know America can do better. I'm criticizing, and I'm trying to do support on this call. But we have got to, like you said, we've got to make America great again. And Corona is proof that China is the world's bully on the playground. They want everybody to know that they're the bullies on the playground in every country, every island on earth. And they've been planning this. Their agenda for the last 80 years to get to this point. We're to blind, especially America, and own and change its social and economic status.
It's a fair point. It's a fair point you make, Carrie. And we do have to do something. We do have to do something about this. I will say this about the coronavirus, and it's a terrible thing that's happening. But can we be honest here, folks? This virus, when you look at the numbers of people that have died from the flu, I have no doubt that the mainstream media is overhyping and sensationalizing this to tank the economy, to take down President Donald Trump. That is appalling, and that is reprehensible. And I've got more to say about that coming up after the news break here. By the way, Mercedes Schlapp from the White House coming up as well, plus your calls, 888-589-8840. It's a toll-free number. That's 888-589-8840. ToddStearns.com is my website. All sorts of great stuff for you to check out there. We'll be right back. This is American Family Radio.
The Awakening with Bishop E.W. Jackson.
Our choice now is between those who fundamentally do not respect our Constitution, frankly, folks, do not respect our country, and those who honor the Constitution, honor personal individual liberty, understand that we're not a perfect country, but that we have to keep improving on the foundation that we have, not tear up the foundation and rebuild something else.
Weekdays at noon Central on American Family Radio.
AFR programming is now available on Alexa.
You're joking, right?
Nope, not joking.
Seriously?
Yep, this is not a drill.
Wait a minute, no way.
There's a way, the Alexa way. So if you just happen to miss your favorite shows, no worries. You can now listen to each podcast with Alexa. It's simple and it's free. Just visit afr.net/apps and click Alexa. We're not joking.
Boy Scouts bankrupt. This is David Wheaton, host of the Christian Worldview. The Boy Scouts once sought to instill values into boys such as belief in God, patriotism, helping others, and moral straightness. Recently, the Boy Scouts declared financial bankruptcy, but moral bankruptcy is what really sank the Boy Scouts when the homosexual movement from within and without forced what Scripture calls degrading passions on the organization. The same tactics are being used against businesses and even the church, which is why Christians better heed what the Apostle Paul says in Ephesians 6. Take up the full armor of God so that you will be able to resist in the evil day and having done everything to stand firm. Hear more at thechristianworldview.org and then tune in this weekend for another topic that will sharpen your worldview.
Listen to The Christian Worldview with David Wheaton, Saturday mornings at 8 Central on American Family Radio.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with news and commentary next.
My name is Dr. Andrew Favich, and I teach microbiology here at Drew McConnell University. And so instead of trying to teach biology from this perspective that gives you this goo-to-you version of evolution, you get this perspective of this is who God is, this is who God has revealed himself to be, and he's revealed himself in nature, which is terribly exciting to study.
Hi, Todd Starnes here. Truett offers biblically-centered degree programs. Check out truett.edu/starnes. Lloyd Black is a regular at Anytime Fitness, the local gym in Sims, Alabama, working out on the cardio machines and the treadmill three times a week. He was recently named Member of the Month. Oh, it's quite an achievement seeing how Mr. Black is 91 years old, a former high school principal, Air Force veteran. He joined the gym with his wife, says the key to staying young is to have a daily exercise routine. And he's become a great source of inspiration for the younger folks around Anytime Fitness. Mr. Black has also become something of a fitness fashionista thanks to his unusual workout attire. Now, most folks wear Adidas or Under Armour, but Mr. Black wears denim overalls. He's really not making a fashion statement. It turns out he doesn't have any hips and can't keep his pants up. Be sure to get my new podcast. It's a free download available right now at toddstearns.com.
The Hamilton Quarter podcast and one-minute commentaries are available at AFR.net. Back to the Hamilton Quarter on American Family Radio.
And I'm Todd Starnes in for Abe Hamilton. ToddStarnes.com is where I hang out after hours. Hope to see you over there. I want to get right back to the phones. I'm very excited to talk to Caesar, who is listening to us in Mississippi. Caesar, hope you're doing well today.
Oh, I'm doing good, Todd. I just wanted to share some praise. My family that's in California, me being in Mississippi there in California, they did their, the preliminary voting, early voting over there in California yesterday. And me and my sister have been talking lately about things that have been going on in the economy that they're excited about. They voted Democrat during the last election, and things have been changing over the last three and a half years. And talked to them last night. She's like, "Yeah, we already voted. We voted for Trump this year." I'm like, "Oh wow, that's great." And we've kind of been an influence when they came to come visit us and see that everything is not as bad as the media makes it seem like. And you know, sharing AFR podcasts with them and stuff. So. Just a praise. out there for everyone, and also to encourage people, like, just keep on sharing, you know, sharing where you're getting your information from, like AFR. Share that with those people that are on the other side, and bring them over to this side, or make those decisions that are.
So Caesar, this is exciting. So your family has experienced a political conversion story here, is what you're telling me. This is great news.
Yeah. And thank you to AFR for, you know, we've shared the radios with them when they came to visit us, and it brought us some good discussions. My little niece was like, oh, I didn't know about this thing with Target, with the chain, you know, the genders and whatever going in the bathrooms, and like, yeah, that's going on, and you like Target, and so on, and other conversations that we've had. It was great. It's great. Homeschooling. We talked about some homeschooling that Will and Mickey Addison shared about on their radio show, and it's good news in our family right now.
Well, I think it's terrific, and honestly, Caesar, that's really what AFR is all about. And you know, they've been carrying my 1 minute commentaries for a number of years now, well over a decade, and it's a blessing to be able to hear from people listening to AFR who are inspired or encouraged, or maybe they, you know, they're learning something as a result of one of the shows, you know, they're listening to here on this great radio network. So Caesar, thank you for sharing that. And folks, I hope that you are encouraged as well, because that's what this is all about. It's not just a guy, you know, talking behind a microphone. We're all in this together. You know, my Noon to 3 show, which you can listen to on toddstarnes.com, it is a caller-driven show. So we take calls from listeners, and we want to hear ideas. We want to share great stories, and we want to share hardships as well. You know, that's what this is all about. That's why I believe radio is such a powerful tool to communicate, because it's very personal in the sense that we can talk back and forth to each other, like Jake, who's on line one, listening to us in Arkansas right now. Jake, welcome to the program.
Hello?
Hi, Jake. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. How are you doing today?
You know, I'm doing, as Dave Ramsey would say, I'm doing better than I deserve. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. I'm on trying to talk fast because I've been going to Sunday school class. But what bothers me the most about the Democrat Party, they got the black people fooled. They had the black people, when they're standing up there doing a debate, they make sure they got the black people standing behind them. That way the black people were going to believe that they supporting the black people. Now, wait a minute. My question is, where have you been for the last 4 years? You've done nothing for the black people. You try to tell the black people that the President Trump is a racist, but who the one that kept slave in slavery the longest? Was it not Democrat?
It's a fair question, Jake. But beyond that, look at what this president has been doing for minority communities, both black and Hispanic, around the country, putting people back to work, creating environments and opportunity zones for African-American business owners. Look at what he's done for historically black colleges and universities, doing what the former president, Barack Obama, simply refused to do. And so, honestly, Jake, I think folks are waking up, and I think they're understanding, wait a second, the Democrats have been promising and promising and promising, and yet never delivering on those promises. Donald Trump, on the other hand, has. Jake, thank you for the call. I hate to do this, but we've got to go right now to the newsmaker line. Mercedes Schlapp from the Trump campaign joins us. Mercedes, great to have you on the show. It was great to see you last week at CPAC.
It was great to see you at CPAC, Todd. That was just so much energy in the room.
It was incredible. And so now I understand that you and Laura Trump and Kayleigh McEnany are getting on a big bus tour, and you're going to be traveling really through some of the Rust Belt states of Pennsylvania, Ohio, and even Michigan.
Yeah, we call it our vacation from our kids. No, I'm just kidding. We love, you know, I want to try to see if I can bring some of the girls with me in one of the Women for Trump bus tour. But yes, Laura Trump and Kayleigh and I are heading out to Michigan, and then we're off to Ohio and then Pennsylvania. So we are going to spend time with, talking to Trump supporters and those who want to come hear our message about President Trump's accomplishments, and particularly in how President Trump has focused on uplifting all Americans, specifically when you look at the women in particular, in what we're looking at is historic unemployment numbers for women, as well as other issues that matter, how we're working on lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs, and as well as talking about the importance of school choice, which is for parents, you know, we want our kids to go to the best quality schools possible. And what we've learned is that President Trump is a school choice champion, allowing parents to be empowered while you have the Democrats being deniers and really kissing up to the teachers' unions and not allowing parents to have the opportunity to pick the best schools for their kids.
You know, Mercedes, we're on American Family Radio, one of the great Christian radio networks in America, and you are a person of deep faith in the Lord. I was just so inspired by the things you said at CPAC, telling your story and really what, you know, how socialism, you know, caused great turmoil within your family many years ago.
Yeah, I mean, I had the opportunity to share the story with the folks at CPAC, the crowd at CPAC. It was, I want to say something. I think it's important to understand that the Democrats that are running today are definitely embracing more socialist policies. Everyone wants to say that Bernie Sanders is the king of socialism, which he might be, but there's plenty of prince and princesses out there who believe in certain socialist policies, which include government takeover of our health care, as well as trying to control and eliminate what we would say is our fossil fuel industry as well, and obviously with their obsession with the Green New Deal. And, you know, I've learned and I've taught early on from my father who fled the Castro regime. He was one who completely understood when he lived in Cuba, and he really was a very successful businessman in Cuba, and he did it all like on his own. You know, he didn't come from money. He built his businesses. He really strived to live the best life he could. And then when Fidel Castro came in and took over the country and basically promised many empty promises, I would say, or made many empty promises, my father got it right away. He's like, you know what? They're going to take away our freedoms. And it's exactly what happened. They took away my father's businesses. They threw him in a different job that he didn't even want to have. They took away, you know, my family's home. They took away their guns. And from there, my father was like, this is not acceptable. And, you know, at that point, my father made a decision. We're not going to accept this socialist/communist regime. And I want to fight for freedom. And because he fought for freedom, he was thrown into jail for 6 years. And so that taught me early on as a child that I have an obligation, as do all Americans, to protect our great democracy, to protect our freedoms here in the United States, because our country has this beautiful thing, called the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. And we really talk about the importance of the pursuit of life, liberty. I mean, life, you know, talk about the three, our God-given rights, our life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I don't want to get it wrong because I know that Biden got it wrong. So I want to make sure I get
thing,
it right.
That thing is what he said.
It's that thing, right? And it is our God-given rights, and it's what we need to do every day, and it's what we need to teach our children as well, the dangers of socialism and how that can tear a country and how it could lead to individuals losing their individuality, losing their ability to have opportunities, because you have to think a certain way and you have to believe a certain way or you'll be penalized.
And that's one of the reasons I'm so glad that the Trump campaign is going coast to coast, border to border, across the fruited plain, taking no states for granted, ignoring no one. You are out there. And I think that's really going to make a difference, especially I think we've seen at these incredible rallies that the president's been hosting.
Yeah, I mean, what we're seeing in these rallies that's remarkable is that you're talking about between 18 to about 23% of the rally goers are actually Democrats. So they cross over. Like, think about it. These are disgruntled Democrats coming over to the rallies. That means that they're not happy with the direction of their party. They believe in Trump's message. of freedom and economic prosperity. And I think that it really resonates with these individuals. And it's why, you know, whenever they talk about the Trump base is not just a bunch of Republicans. It is Democrats as well. It's Blacks, it's Hispanics, it's women. People who feel that they were left behind under the Obama-Biden years, and now they are experiencing true economic growth and opportunity, where they're having wages, their wages increase, and it's really something that I think you're seeing just the American comeback because of what President Trump has been able to do.
Well said. All right, Mercedes, we're gonna have to leave it there. So I understand Diamond and Silk are on the bus too. Who gets to drive this thing? Is that McEnany's job or?
I think it's Diamond who's going to drive it down today. I have no idea who's going to be driving. Usually they're these great patriots, and we're going to decorate the whole, believe it or not, the bus is going to be all wrapped up in pink for Women for Trump. So it's going to stand out like a sore thumb in all these states. So it's going to be very exciting.
Love it. All right, Mercedes, thank you. Safe travels.
Thank you so much.
Mercedes Schlaff, ladies and gentlemen, and she is a great lady, and her testimony that she shared at CPAC was absolutely riveting. I would encourage you to, you can Google it, or it's on CPAC's website, and you can see it for yourself. But you know, it's interesting, her husband, Matt Schlaff, who is in charge of the American Conservative Union, also a fellow believer, he was doing a live interview with me on the air. I think this was about 2 years ago. And Matt's always on the go, so it was very clear that he was doing the interview on his car's phone. So he had the phone plugged in to the car, and he's driving, and he's doing the interview. And all of a sudden, we hear sirens, and he got pulled over. He was pulled over during our radio interview. And so Matt was like, oh, Todd, I'm being pulled over. I'm going to have to let you go. And I'm like, no, don't hang up. Don't hang up. We want to hear what's going to happen next. I mean, it's great radio, but he hung up. So I hope he didn't get a ticket. I never did ask him about that, but we would have been willing to, you know, go halvesies or something like that for what it's worth. You know, Mercedes mentioned Women for Trump. We have a story, and we don't have time to play the audio. We may try to do this on tomorrow's show. There's a really tragic story out of Houston, Texas. There were a group of young teenage girls. They were at their church, and they were doing some sort of an event, so they were taking a break. So one of the fathers took the girls over to a cookie shop there in Houston, Texas. And as they were getting their cookies, one of the girls had a Donald Trump t-shirt on. All of a sudden, this woman out of nowhere starts yelling and screaming at these young teenage girls, simply because one of them was wearing a Trump shirt. And the woman just would not stop. And the profanities, it was just really a bad scene. And the police were summoned, and they issued some sort of a summons for this disorderly conduct summons for this this woman. It turns out she's a city council person. Folks, it's Trump derangement syndrome. Unplugged. Unbelievable. So we'll tell you more about that tomorrow. We're going to be taking more of your calls tomorrow as well. In the meantime, check out ToddStearns.com. Great stuff for you to check out there free of charge. Our podcast, our newsletter, all sorts of great things for believers across the country. It has been an honor to hang out with you this hour on American Family Radio. I'm Todd Stearns. Back tomorrow. Have a great evening, everybody.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.